You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at an 8-race card this evening at Cork on Friday, May the 5th. Plenty of big fields here tonight at Cork as well, so there's lots of decent betting opportunities, some good handicaps to get our teeth stuck into. And all of the racing tonight is over hurdles, no chases, so that's going to be quite a refreshing change. Ground good at the time of recording, and we begin the action at 4:35 with a 2-mile maiden hurdle. Quite a difficult race to assess in many respects, because quite a few of these come in here with very much unknown profiles, particularly the Willie Mullins and Gordon Elliott's trained duo, Royal Hawk and Delta Work, respectively. And the market has reacted quite favourably in the direction of Royal Hawk, who has been gambled on this morning from around about 6-4 to 4-5 at time of recording. He obviously is a very difficult one to assess, but just looking at some of his bits and bobs of form in the French provinces, and it does read quite well in the context of this race. However, I'll probably just take a little bit of a chance here on Unicorn from the Joseph O'Brien stable. Now, Joseph, since he's taken over the trainer's licence from Aidan, has done a really good job with his juveniles, as we saw this season with Landon Hope and Glory, and of course the previous year with Ivanich Gorbachev. And this horse, who last ran when in the care of Aidan, finished a really creditable third in the Melrose behind Wall of Fire. So that obviously is a very high standard of form. He was actually rated in the high 90s before he went to his new yard. Why he hasn't been out this season, I don't know. Perhaps connections have just been waiting for the good ground, or just waiting for it to come to hand. But either way, he's a very interesting runner on his rules debut. And at the prices this morning, around about 7-2, 4-1, he makes plenty of each way appeal.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which is a 2-mile main hurdle, and I do like my front runners around Cork. I think it often plays into the strengths of horses who like to get out in front and race handily. So therefore, I'm going to look no further than Kalesi from the Tom Nagar stable. This horse often does bowl along at the head of affairs, and even though that she hasn't managed to get ahead in front in 8 starts out of a hurdle, she has run creditably on numerous occasions, particularly that run 3 starts back when third behind Crystal Pearl and subsequent winner Hello Sweetie. Not a bad run either the time after at Clonmel, when just touched off late on by Joseph O'Brien's at Ross Haven Lady. But as you can see, she was probably just not quite getting home over distances beyond 2 miles. Dropping back to this flat, easy track, I do think her run style are definitely suited here tonight. And around about 5-1 this morning, she makes plenty of each way appeal at a track that she's gone well before.
Race number 3.
On to the 5:35 then, which is probably the most eagerly awaited event of the night. It's a 2-mile novices hurdle, but plenty of these are really coming here off the back of good wins. None more so than Look Closer from the rampant in-form El Marie Holden stable. This horse was banging its head against the wall on soft or heavy ground for the majority of the winter in really good maiden and novices hurdles alike. But once given good ground, as we saw back here at the last meeting, this horse looked a totally different specimen, staying on really strongly in the latter stages, really did point its toe on the fast ground and pull readily clear of, to be fair, not particularly strong field, but there was one or two fancied horses in it, which makes the form have a little bit of substance. But I do like horses that come back here at Cork and run well here time and time again. It's very much a specialist at track. Certainly got to give favourable mentions to Little Folk, who was running a good time down in Tremor. I think she'll go well. And the other mare in the race as well to mention is Bluegrass Princess from the Amel O'Connell stable. This horse ran a blinder the other day in that Grade 3 behind Minutes to Midnight. And in the context of that race, that doesn't look too bad for them at all. She obviously handled the better ground as well, which was one of the issues going into that contest. And she also can be back to each way around about 6-7-1 this morning. But I'll just slightly favour Look Closer. I do like the trainer, and particularly when Rachel Blackmore teams up with her as well.
Race 4.
On to race four then, a very competitive looking 2.5 mile handicap coming up at 6.05. I'm quite keen here on Admiral Brian from the Eamon O'Connell stable. Obviously, Eamon's got big chances there with Bluegrass Princess half an hour earlier. And there's a good chance that Admiral Brian will at least run his race to a fair standard, as he often does. He certainly did so at the last time we saw him back here on the 16th of April at the last meeting, when he got completely left at the start, only then to run on very strongly in the latter stages to finish and never near a third behind Burrow Broy. Surely had he started on terms, he would have been a very potent threat to all in that particular competitive handicap. Therefore, going back to the scene of that victory, going back to the scene of that good run, I'd make him a fairly solid each way investment here in what looks a certainly winnable race on the pick of his best form. So Admiral Brian, quite a strong each way choice there in race four.
Race five.
On to the 6.35 then, which is the 3 mile maiden hurdle. And it's nap of the evening time here in the shape of Tamlock Boy from the Inform Noel Mead stable. This horse was a real good runner-up the other day down in Fairy House behind Drum Come a Lad. The pair of them were miles clear of the rest to the tune of 15 lengths. And the way this horse travelled throughout that contest, it looked like for all the world that he was going to win turning for home. So it was a bit disappointing that he got run out of it late on. But to be fair, the winner is a very strong stayer. The time figure was really good, and that backed up the opinion that he stays the trip really well. He was also second behind the Storyteller, who of course was favourite for the Martin Pipe at the Cheltenham Festival until withdrawn at the 11th hour. So his form throughout the season has been of a very high standard. The good ground suited in the last day, he's got a good cruising speed, and I'm hopeful that he'll get the 3 mile trip standing on his head. He certainly has the ability and the qualities to do so. Round about 5-4 this morning, anything but really about odds against about Tamlock Boy is worth taking.
Race number 6.
On to race number 6 then, a very competitive 3 mile handicap. I quite like the race that was run here on the 16th of April, won by Burrow Boy. We get a chance to see that form obviously shine when Admiral Brian runs an hour earlier in the 6.05. Hopefully he'll go well, and that'll certainly boost the form line of Nobody Home and Leader's Choice, who were 4th and 6th respectively behind Burrow Boy. Both of them went into that race particularly strongly, and although Nobody's Home came out the best of the two, I don't think there's a great deal between them in the cold light of day. Nobody Home actually has run consistently well without getting his head in front throughout the course of the winter, and he obviously appreciated the much better ground. The other horse, as I mentioned, was Leader's Choice, although she also hasn't got her head in front. She has run to a very good standard as well. That third behind Call the Taxi back at Thurles on the 23rd of February certainly reads well in the context of this race. The better ground definitely suited that horse, the way it travelled throughout that contest. So around about 6-1, Nobody Home would be the number one choice, and the second in for each way alternative players would be Leader's Choice at a much bigger 14-1 this morning.
Race 7.
On to the 7.45 then, which is another 3 mile handicap. Quite a complex affair this one is as well. However, I'm prepared to take a chance on Jessica Harrington's Callanite, who caught the eye last time out at Fairy House behind Drunk Come a Lad and Tamlock Boy. Of course, form which we're going to get a close look at early on in the night, as Tamlock Boy should go very close to winning that 6.35. I do like the way that Callanite travelled throughout that contest. He just couldn't quite go with the front runners in the latter stages, but he kept on well enough for pressure to suggest that he could be competitive with handicaps throughout the summer. He's got an opening salvo of, or mark of 95 on his handicap hurdling salvo, and if you go back and look at some of the horses he's been running against early on in the season, you'll see that he was locking horns with the likes of Capital Falls, Album Photo and Milliner Till Dawn. So this is a huge step down in quality for him. Round about 16-1 this morning from an informed stable with Paddy Robbie Power on board. I'm going to take a chance at Callanite. Gets the chance to show what he can do in that competitive 7.45.
And the final race.
On to the concluding contest then, which comes up at 8.15, which is a Mare's National Flat Race. All the vibes this morning are to suggest that Victoria Bay is going to run a huge race here for the Colin Bow stable. This horse made an impressive start to her point-to-point career when winning very easily at Inch the other day, staying on very strongly in the last stages. She showed a ready turn of foot to pull well clear of the rest of the field, and she was well found in the market as well to suggest that she was obviously very highly regarded. Likely to be very well backed again this morning. morning with Barry O'Neill on board for the Connelly Bow Stable. Victoria Bay is a wise choice in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for Leopardstown card when we're going to take a look at their 7-race flat card on Sunday. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.